Welcome to ITB Berlin's Travel Hero Podcast,
where we explore the stories and strategies shaping global tourism. I'm your host, Charlotte Lamb-Davies, with management consultancy A Bright Approach. And today we're joined by Yannis Simayakis, who's Director for Travel and Local Partnership EMEA at Google, and Dirk Rogel, who is my fellow board of expert colleague here at ITB Berlin. You all know probably that Dirk carries many other hats, but this is the one that he's wearing today. Today we'll be talking about AI, and AI, of course, is no longer just a distant promise. It's here, reshaping how we plan, operate, and experience travel. So from tackling labor shortages to hyper-personalization, we explore what's hot right now, the game-changing opportunities, and the risks every tourism player needs to know about. So, welcome, gentlemen. It's wonderful to have you here.
Hi, Charlotte. Good to be here.
Thanks for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. But what I want to do, first of all, I want to set the scene a little bit. So you need to tell us a little bit more about yourselves. And Yannis, why don't we kick off with you, please?
Yes, of course. Hi, I am Yannis, and I lead Google's EMEA partnerships team. We're responsible for driving growth and innovation through partnerships in the travel and local space at Google Search. I've been in this space for approximately 15 years, and I'm very, very passionate about solving challenges in the intersection of the real and digital world. So very much looking forward to today's conversations. Specifically with Google, I've been for almost 4 years, and I initially was at Google Maps leading insight strategy in that space.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm very excited to dive in and get to hear a lot of your insights. And Dirk, tell us a little bit about some of those hats that you wear, please.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the industry for 25 years and have the pleasure to work with you, Charlotte, and many other great colleagues on the ITB Berlin Convention. I'm also a researcher for Focusrite. I have my own management consulting company. And it's getting more and more AI everywhere where I'm working on.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, that's why you're both here today, because we are going to dive in and see what's been happening. So thank you. That sets the scene beautifully, I think. We're going to dive straight in. Yannis, I'm going to go to you first, because since we got together for ITB Berlin 2025, how have you seen the role of AI evolve in tourism? And it's ongoing, of course.
As you said, it is very much ongoing. But if I were to single out one area, it would be on the launch we see around of many products around trip planning. So trip planning was just an idea, if you will, or a promise a few years ago. And now we actually see quite a few products in that space and the ability of the technology to create bespoke itineraries, AI-generated travel guides, and real-time conversational interfaces. So that's actually very, very interesting. But what we also see on the consumer side is that consumers are loving this and are responding to this very, very positively. So according to some recent research, we see that 40% of global travelers have already used AI-based tools to plan their trips, and more than 60% are open to using them in the future. So to your point, Charlotte, this is already happening. It's not just a promise in the future, and that's very exciting.
Dirk, a couple of observations from you as well as to the involvement of it in tourism.
I can really agree. The adoption from AI tools really, really gets fast in the consumer area. And it's definitely shifted from let's say, experimental pilots to core business tools. And it seems to become everywhere, not only in travel planning. It's really everywhere around the customer journey cycle. And this journey just has started. And I think one important thing is also marketing, travel marketing change. It really changed from classical search engine marketing more to as we call it, agent engine optimization or search generative experience, as you call it at Google. So I think this journey just has started as well.
Yeah, we are on the cusp of quite a lot of things, but it's picking up speed every day. Yannis, I'll get back to you and sort of say, and maybe this is just an extension of the first question a little bit, but what do you consider sort of currently to be very hot in the AI conversation, and what's grabbing your attention right now?
Yeah. First of all, I liked a lot the Dirk's framing, and I think we'll come back to this a lot in this podcast, which is around You know, the capabilities for the consumers, right? The capabilities for the marketers, and then the overall optimization we see in the business operation. So efficiency, customer service, sustainability. But if I were to focus on one thing that we have been working on very, very actively is, again, is this trip planning area. So now I think you have tools like Gemini, where you can ask questions like, do you want a tropical vacation or should you visit a big city? Or you can ask much more specific questions like, find me the cheapest flights to Europe and find me YouTube videos on what I can do on a budget in each of those places, right? We also see that customers being able, we want to enable customers to ask complex questions like, things to do in Nashville this weekend, we're a big family visiting friends who like music, chill vibes, and things off the beaten path. So quite a big, you know, quite a mouthful there, right? Or you also see how users are responding to these advanced capabilities with asking very, very specific questions. You know, one of the things that you can see at Google, you can see search trends, right? So what people are looking for. And one of the things we have always seen in travel is people are looking for a you know, luggage allowance information, you know, things like hand baggage, you know, things you can. Now, actually, people are asking very, very specific questions like vacuum bags or compression packing cubes. So we see the tools are getting better, but also consumers and users are expecting much more. And that's a very interesting direction for us. And we want to continue exploring this, especially as we see opportunities to bring many of our products together, like Search, Maps, Lens, and Gemini, to basically really create those end-to-end experiences for the users.
Mm. So fair to say that Search is becoming more sophisticated, really. You know, the consumers out there are actually understanding how better to search for what they are looking for, whereas maybe in the past what could say was a little bit more basic. Would that be fair?
That's fair. So we see quite a few things there. And thank you for the pastor to talk a little bit about what we see at Search is that we see that people are asking much more complex questions, so 2 to 3 times longer. And also people are using new capabilities, so Google Lens, so the ability to basically use search with visual means and not just with typing in or voice. So that's quite an interesting evolution.
Yeah, definitely. That's been my sort of observation as well, particularly the longer search terms. Dirk, what do you see as sort of the hot points for AI in travel and tourism at the moment?
Well, there are so many. I mean, definitely we have to talk about autonomous agents. Are they taking over? Yes, they will, but only up to a certain point, I would say, just because we have an industry with a human touch and definitely, we always will need human brain. We will always need human hospitality, which is most important, probably. But of course, autonomous agents are very valuable in several use cases, in uncountable use cases, I would say. And in my opinion, they're not killing valuable jobs. They are a great support for the industry and for the customer as well, of course.
This is what we're balancing at the moment very much, isn't it? It's like, you know, where does the technology actually help and enhance? But maybe, Yanis, tell us a little bit about what you think AI is doing to help us tackle labor shortages.
It is a very big question. I don't know if I am the most qualified expert to talk about the labor shortage, but where we see an indirect way that AI can help the industry is with the perpetual challenge of balancing demand and supply, right? So the first one is being able to better understand demand. And that's where we see a lot of opportunity, because if we think about the analytical side of AI, be that DMOs or local governments or national governments can actually are much better positioned in understanding, expecting, anticipating, and predicting, right, what demand surges they will have, right, and plan accordingly, or develop tactics to basically better smoothen that demand, right? And that goes back to Derek's point around effective marketing campaigns. So we see a lot of opportunity in better preparing, anticipating, and managing the peak. And then we see also a lot of opportunity in AI helping driving efficiency, be that with fleet optimization when it comes to airlines, asset management to hotels. So basically increasing uptime and increasing supply across the board, which can also help with this pain point in tourism. But curious, Dirk, what do you see on your end in that space?
Well, I think AI didn't necessarily has to become visible for the customer. I think, as you said, Yannis, I mean, it's really, it's such a powerful, let's say, for calculation, pricing, also for procurement, itinerary building. I think it's so much more than just the classical chats that most people talk about. It supports our industry with great knowledge. And of course, this knowledge has to be accurate and has to be available. And you at Google and your competitors have a great challenge to read all these unstructured things that we have in the travel industry. But there's not only one power application. It's the hidden champions we talk about, and they are massive and multiple.
Let's maybe try to turn the conversation a little bit into sort of the daily operations aspect of the industry and the opportunities that AI is bringing here. So, Yannis, I'll go to you first, really, and ask you sort of what you see as some of the more tangible ways that AI is improving really daily operations across the tourism industry.
Yeah, it's a great continuation of the points that Dirk was making. I think there's the foundation of data, right, that actually we have a lot of, and then the willingness we see in the industry to invest to actually use that data. And we see this in industry surveys that the industry is planning to spend more and want to actually continue increasing the investment in that space. So what are the applications, right? So I think the first one is around, again, business intelligence and decision-making, the things that we just talked about. So demand, pricing, customer churn, weather disruptions, route efficiency, etc. Then I think there's a lot of opportunity in process automation. We speak a lot about this, again, in tourism. Many things are potentially repeatable, and that's where we could see an opportunity. It's early days, but we have some good use cases and success stories there. We know, for example, that Cathay Pacific, claimed that they're using now AI to handle up to 50% of its customer chats, again, creating the space and the time for the human agents to focus on more complex or valuable issues. Another area that we see a lot of opportunity in airlines and hotels are around maintenance and operational optimization. Again, a lot of work in that space. One example that we know of is Swiss International Airlines, where they're using artificial intelligence and Google Cloud technology to further enhance its flight operations. Again, and I think the key idea here is to simplify that they're able to interlink all the relevant data from several operating units. Think about the crew, maintenance, the aircraft themselves, the schedule, the passenger schedule, to optimize the operation and optimize how they respond to disruptions. And then again, we see significant cost savings and benefits to the consumer experience when it comes to delays in that space as well.
Dirk, I'll ask another question and let you come in on that as well, because we were talking about trip planning. Close to my heart, I work with a lot of customers that are in this space. So, finally is all coming together for a lot of them, which is wonderful. But also we hear a lot about this sort of hyper-personalization. When I first heard it, I'm sure it was in America, and we have to use the Z in there. But now, it's becoming part of the conversation. But what does it, Dirk, to you first, and I'll come to you, Yannis, what does it really mean in practice, and what's the role of AI here?
Oh, that's a very good question, Charlotte. I've no clue, honestly, just because it can be a buzzword, to be honest. But of course, it's more, just because it means that AI really gets personalized. And I think that's a tough challenge. The technology itself, of course, is hyper-personalized already. But of course, you have to dive into the travel structure, and can be crucial to really integrate mid-office systems, back-office systems, and all this technology. So hyper-personalization for me means really a perfect link between AI and classical travel technology. And there's a lot of work to be done, but if we have it, it will become a great tool and probably the next big thing in my point of view.
Yannis, any thoughts on hyper-personalization?
Hyper-personalization goes very well with hyperbole. But I would say, I think there are two aspects to it. And that's where, in both of those cases, LLMs are very powerful. The first one is the ability to use, if you will, a notion of unstructured data to connect different pieces together and come back with an answer that is relevant to you, you as Charlotte or me as Yanis or you as Dirk. For example, help me book a dog-friendly hotel with a pool and adjoining rooms in San Diego. This is personal because it's very personal to you and your needs. Dog-friendly, adjoining rooms, San Diego. And it's very powerful because you can do all of this in one go. And the second aspect is to better the ability for the technology to better know and anticipate things about you. And this is, of course, a very, you know, this is a very privacy-laden space, and it should be. But for example, you can authorize certain chatbots to access some information about you in your Gmail or your email account, right? And in that case, it can the technology can be even more powerful and helpful for you. For example, I can find out that you are a loyalty member of a certain hotel chain or a certain airline program or you name it, or OTA, and then I can give you more useful and relevant results for you. Or I can find out that you have a flight coming up and I can give you updates about this flight or options for you to basically to do something in case there is an issue with that flight. So that's some areas where we see the promise of hyper-personalization and this becoming a powerful way to give value to the consumer and not just a nice long buzzword.
I want to stay here for a little bit longer, sort of in and around this area. Dirk, you touched on the AI agents already. I mean, I think that our audience would love to hear what you consider to be sort of some of the more promising use cases in this area. Yanis, I wonder if you have someone or somewhere in mind that that will excite our audience in this space.
How should I put it? The concept of a true AI agent. So somebody, a technology that can take actions on your behalf. And we see some of this already happening, at least as experiments or limited releases in the travel space. And we see people embracing this. And it's quite powerful because we talk about an autonomous digital assistant which can understand complex goals, planning, and actually being able to execute multiple step tasks. If I were to speak about some of the things we're doing a lot at Google Search, is that we see that we can add a lot of value in the initial parts of the journey, research and discovery. So how can I make sense of, hey, I want to go somewhere interesting, but I only have those 2 weeks and I have this budget. Help me figure this one out. And that's where, you know, we just launched an experiment actually last week in Google Flights that it can help you with questions like week-long trip this winter to a city with great food, but give me nonstop only flights, or 10-day ski trip to a world-class resort with fresh powder. So this is built for open-ended exploration using LLMs to discern preferences expressed in natural language and then using to inform a more specific flight search. It's still early days, but that's definitely a very interesting direction and we see a lot of opportunity in this space.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you to drop any particular names, but if you want to, you can come back on that in a little while in terms of companies that are doing this very well. Dirk, maybe you'll drop some names, I don't know, or let's hear from you as well.
Well, so far I don't see a real market-leading killer application. Happy to present this at ITB 26, but currently it's an open game, I would say. There are several good tools and good features running on. So, for instance, yours, Yanis, I really, very much like your flight deals application, your AI-based application you just presented, even if it's not available in Europe, which is of course always an issue for EU citizens. So please bring this to Europe.
I'm not conscious of time yet, but I do have another couple of big, sort of slightly bigger areas that I would love to cover with you both here. And we are going to spend a little bit of time on sustainability perspective as well. What I do want to do, Yanis, I really want to go straight in and ask some very specific sort of Google questions. And Dirk, you know, you are always very welcome, obviously, to join us in that conversation as well. But I mean, can you, maybe I'll sort of start almost going backwards. Can you actually share some examples of how Google AI is supporting more responsible sort of destination management and or over tourism mitigation? Because it's a huge conversation in the industry and I'm really keen to understand Google's role here and what you guys are actually doing with this in mind.
So on over tourism, right, and destination management, we see the primary role that we can have here is providing decision makers with publicly available data to help them make better decisions. And, you know, the one tool that we have is Google Travel Insights and Destination Insights. And for this one, we use anonymized aggregated search and location data to provide a near real-time understanding of travel demand. Then, you know, DMOs can leverage this data to identify peak visitation times and popular attractions. And then they can create targeted marketing campaigns to promote off-peak travel or encourage tourists to visit lesser-known local attractions, effectively dispersing crowds and reducing also the environmental and social pressure on a few popular sites. As a Greek, I can think of a few examples there. But also, you know, understanding where travelers are coming from and what they're searching for, DMOs can also better plan infrastructure and resources to meet demand in a sustainable way. So this is one, if you will, area where we think our data can be particularly helpful for the, you know, for that problem that you mentioned, Charlotte.
We will, for ITB Berlin 2026, we will run a major sustainability track as well. And this is just one of the many questions that obviously we will be looking to discuss and to get some answers for. I mean, do either of you have a little bit of a sense of, you know, how AI is being used to optimize maybe even that area of transportation and logistics when we're talking greener travel? Maybe, Yanis, you might have had a chance to look into this as well on your behalf.
Yeah. So when it comes to greener travel itself, there are a couple of aspects. The first one is how to give information, you know, to users. And that's where we've done a lot of work with the travel impact model for Google Flights to help consumers better understand the environmental impact of their choices. So for folks in Google Flight Search, but also in other tools, the CEO equivalent impact of their flight choices. And in that way, and a few other ways that we use to display this information, we now have in sufficient data to tell us that we help users make more sustainable choices. The second one is what we call the nudge mode. So let's say you're looking for a flight from Paris to Zurich. There is an excellent train choice also from Paris to Zurich. In that way, we also display this information and nudge you to take the train, which is obviously a more sustainable choice. But of course, you know, you need to show people information so we'll let them make the choice that works best for themselves. So that's kind of on the travel side. And then similarly on hotels, we're showing when available attributes of the sustainability of the hotel. And again, helping, you know, users make more sustainable choices or better understand the environmental impact of the accommodation they choose. When it comes to the actual technology, so how can we actually, the industry, become greener? It's a very big opportunity, as you said, Charlotte, right? Of how can we make travel itself more sustainable? So we have used AI and various other technologies to create a few products in that space. The biggest ones I could talk about is contrails in aviation and green light in city transportation. So if I can talk about green lights for a second, this is basically short for condensation trails, and they are the line-shaped clouds that you sometimes see behind planes. And, you know, through the physics of this whole process, they have a surprisingly large impact on our planet. Approximately 35% of aviation's total warming impact is coming from contrails. So more than one third. It's quite significant. And for that particular use case, we have built a forecast model where we predict contrail formation areas using a very, very complicated AI model that is powered by a huge weather, flight scheduling, satellite imagery data. And we're making this available to the industry, and we promote its use so as to help reduce the environmental impact of aviation. Already have had a very successful pilot with American Airlines for 70 test flights over 6 months, and we saw that we're able to reduce contrail formation by more than 50% through using this technology. So that's one example. If I think about Project Greenlight, in that particular case, we use AI to address another source of urban emissions, which is traffic signals. In this case, we understand traffic flow, and we use AI-driven recommendations for city traffic engineers to optimize traffic light timing. So things you would never expect Google to be doing, right? But we're doing traffic light traffic light optimization. And this is already implemented by more than a dozen of cities, and cities have seen up to a 30% reduction in unnecessary stops and a significant decrease in emissions at optimized intersections through using this technology. So those are a few areas where, to your invitation, Charlotte, we're using AI at Google to help reduce the impact of the environmental impact of travel and logistics.
Before we wrap up, I just want to have a tiny little look at some recommendations and outlooks for the future, maybe some future gazing. Dirk, I will come to you first. You know, what skills, and this is as we begin to wrap up, gentlemen, but what skills or competencies does the tourism industry really need to develop to sort of stay ahead in this space that we are talking about?
Well, first, the good news, as it seems, coding is not that essential as it has been before. So everyone is welcome to use AI. And I think it's very important to have curiosity, some courage, and even desire for innovation. So the game is just getting started. And so please hurry on. Everyone is welcome to join the AI circus.
Yanis, maybe some last words from you in terms of, you know, what you feel that the industry needs to develop or focus on in the space of AI?
Big question for a few words. I really agree with the point of Dirk. I think there is some foundational capabilities in understanding and making use of your own data, and then an openness and the curiosity about, you know, what you can do with this, where the value may lie, and what providers are out there, who you can work with those to take advantage of them. I think it's a very, very big opportunity for the industry, and it can help anybody in that space. So it's not something that's only for a particular segment, but it could be valuable for a big hotel chain, for a small independent hotel, and so on and so forth. So I'm very, very optimistic about what lies ahead and all the conversations in ITB next year on that topic.
It sadly is the end of the podcast, and I thank you both for such a wonderful and insightful conversation. Thank you so much both for being here.
Thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure. I really hope, I'm sure all of us will be back together, if no sooner than at least for ITB Berlin next year. Of course, we know already that AI will again have its own track at ITB Berlin, of course, hosted by no less than Dirk. And also when ITB Asia goes live in October, it'll certainly be on the agenda there. Do look out for ITB Berlin's call for papers, which officially will be up and running from somewhat mid-October. We will be back with more details, and you can find more details on the ITB convention websites about that as well. To our listeners, it remains for me to say that as AI continues to evolve at lightning speed, the tourism industry can't afford to sit still. Keeping up with the latest developments isn't just about spotting the trends, as we've just heard. It's about understanding really the opportunities, navigating the risks, and making sure that your business really is ready for what's next. Thanks again to Yanis and Dirk for reminding us of just that. It's been wonderful. We'll soon be back with more voices and visions shaping the future of travel, only here on the ITB Berlin Travel Hero podcast. Thanks for listening, and safe travels.